So let's kickstart the morning and the week with today's newspaper headlines. Good morning, Stephen Stockwell.
Good morning, Cathy. As we take a look around the papers today, The Australian is leading with the rather fitting story for this time of year, sickies on rise in public service, with a report the sector has been warned by the government to crack down on rising levels of absenteeism. Coalition considers end to free GP visits on the front of the Sydney Morning Herald, with a report the Abbott government is refusing to rule out a $6 fee for every GP visit. You can also find that story on the front of the Canberra Times, and we'll be speaking to Acting Opposition Leader Penny Wong about that a little later. Also on the Canberra Times, and considerably more prominent, ACT has nation's costliest childcare, with Canberra families paying a greater portion of their income on the service. New Year's battle on the Daily Telegraph. 1,000 cops hit street for end-of-year party, as officers hope to try and contain alcohol-fuelled violence. And with the Sydney to Hobart drawing to a close, the Mercury has the headline, High Sea Drama. Battered, broken yachts forced to race for shelter, with the story of how fierce weather over the weekend took its toll on some vessels.
And we'll be hearing more about that Sydney to Hobart yacht race, which is still going for some, a little later in the program. Thanks very much, Stephen Stockwell. And Stephen will be back in about another half an hour with more news headlines.